the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So the frenzy is on. What are the Rockets up to? We've got all that and a heck of a lot more. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun, looking forward to the weekend.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click a like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. And judging from the roads and stuff, most of you guys are off today. Good for you.
Yeah.
I guess people.
There's still a lot of traffic out there, though.
Yeah, well, it's Houston. There's always going to be traffic, but downtown was really dead today. And when I got here to the office, there were actually parking spots. So I'm guessing people took today off so they could have a four-day weekend. We will not be here Monday. Either that or maybe just people are celebrating Canada Day.
Could be that, too.
So
I wouldn't do such a thing, but each their own.
I will say happy Canada Day to all my Canadian friends from north of the wall, and hope you enjoy it. It's always weird that it's on the 1st, and then we have, you know, the real American holiday, which is the 4th of July. But I want to
see.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, happy to be here on a Friday. I'm going to have fun today. Had fun at the poker last night. That was that's the way to go. When you do it, you just pick your table. That's the best way to do it.
Because, I always do that.
Well, I actually, and I'll do this next week too. When people won spots, told them if they wanted to play at my table, just tweet me or whatever. So I made a list. We had all blitzers at the table, all really cool dudes, and we had a bunch of fun. It was great. Unfortunately, I took more of their chips than I would have liked to have, but terrific time last night, and that's all I really want out of these things is just to have fun and have a cool group.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. So I had a good time last night. I did feel bad though because I was catching every. I had pocket aces the very first hand.
Oh.
And one other hand, I had pocket kings and flopped a set, and I'm firing at it, and I can't get the guy to fold. And it's like, okay, just, you know, keep sending me chips then. But when I left, I think I had well over 100,000, and was, if I'd stuck around, I was making a deep run. But I can't win, so what's the point? Plus, I was getting tired, and I wanted to go watch Canadian football.
I wanted to pass on some good news. People who follow me on social media, last couple days, a buddy of mine, and actually the guy who got me my start in radio, had gone missing.
And yeah, you talked about that the other day.
Yeah, he had like a big fall from. This is a guy who used to be like a multimillionaire. He was in the .com blow up when Cuban made his billions.
Yeah,
he had a stake in that same company that Cuban sold to Yahoo, and he didn't get billions out of it, but he got several millions out of it. And I guess over the last couple of years, I haven't been in touch with the guy much, but he just had a complete collapse and alcoholism and, you know, got divorced. And he's been missing for the last 40 days. And apparently today, earlier this week, Richie Witt in Dallas wrote an article about it. They're good friends and, you know, reached out to him. And today he called his brother and asked him to come pick him up and take him home. So, you know, obviously, it's still a pretty sad story, but the good news is the dude's alive, and he's going to be okay.
That is good.
Yeah.
And
hopefully he gets the real help that he needs. You know, that's the thing. If you don't get the help, though, what are you going to do?
Yeah, and you got to want to get help, and hopefully that's a good step that he actually called and said, come get me. Hopefully that's the first step toward getting the help he needs. So that is good news. 713-780-ESPN. So what do you think so far of your free agent frenzy?
This is the most ridiculous, unbelievable thing I've ever seen.
Well, I think we said the exact same thing last year, but
this is worse. Way different. I mean, there's a couple guys who got the kind of money that I guess I would have expected them to get. But then, for the most part, it's guys getting obscene amounts of money that they in no way are worthy of. I mean, these are not just, you know, middle-of-the-road players. There's some players that are kind of scrubs, you know? Like, guys that – the biggest example, let's go right to it. Solomon Hill. Yeah, it was a two guard for the Pelicans.
That's the one I was going to go to.
He plays now for the Pelicans. He played a lot of small forward when Paul George was out, when he missed the whole season. And last year didn't play a lot because Paul George was back. He just got 4 years, $50 million plus incentives.
$52 million.
Dollars.
Don't short the guy.
To go play with the Pelicans. Evan Fournier. Guy I like. He's a guy who I think has some upside to him. 5 years, $85 million with the Magic. Bradley Beal. Another guy. I like him. Can't stay healthy. 5 years, $128 million.
Evan Turner, a guy like 4 years, $70 million.
It's unbelievable the number. Timofey Mozgov. Yeah. We talked about this. Jong and I were talking about this before the show. He got 4 years, $64 million. Timofey Mozgov is, I mean, he, let's face it, 2 years ago, looked like he was going to be a pretty solid center in the league. Took a significant step back this year in both performance and playing time. He got 4 years, $64 million. He would be, and it's ironic that this happened just after the Andrew Luck contract, when everybody's like, oh, Andrew Luck's getting overpaid.
Right.
Andrew Luck is one of three players in the NFL that their contract is worth more guaranteed money than Timofey Mozgov's. It's Andrew Luck, Eli Manning, and Ben Roethlisberger. Every other player in the NFL has less guaranteed money than Timofey Mozgov has. That is unbelievable. And I got to say, maybe the most egregious contract. 4 years, $94 million.
For a guy who is, at best, an average player and a total douchebag.
Chandler Parsons to the Grizzlies. He has had knee problems. He has, I would say, if you're a Mavericks fan, you would probably think back to when Chandler Parsons was a free agent the last time. And the Mavs went over the top. They made an offer that at the time seemed crazy. And the Rockets, they had no choice. They were like, all right, well, we got to let this guy go. I thought it was a good move by the Rockets. Ask Mavericks fans if they think they got their money's worth out of Chandler Parsons. I would say almost to a man, they would tell you they did not.
Or a woman.
So what happens? He gets a raise. You're a total bust for your contract. So you get more money at the end of it. It's just crazy to me. And here's what I likened it to. because I know that teams like the Grizzlies, you're limited on who you can get in and who you can talk to.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the big time free agents aren't going to Memphis. They're not even bothering to waste their time having a meeting. The big time free agents aren't even talking to. They're not talking to
Milwaukee.
Yeah, they're not talking to the Hornets. So if you're those teams, you get a guy, in your building, you throw the moon at him. I likened it to this. Let's say you've been craving a steak, Fred, a real fine piece of beef, and let's pretend you're not a millionaire book sales guy. You're just a regular Joe, and you're like, you know, you got to save some money out of your budget to go out for a fancy steak, and you've saved up $50 for a steak dinner.
All right, I'm ready.
You're excited.
Is it just for me, or am I taking
just
somebody?
For you?
Okay,
it's
good.
It's just for you.
Okay. I can get a decent steak
Get a decent steak for $50, right?
Yeah.
But you go into the steakhouse and you don't realize this is a nicer steakhouse than you should have walked into.
I should have gone to Bob's down the street.
You should have gone to like if you had gone into Outback, your $50 could have got you any steak on the menu.
A couple shots too.
Yeah, and you'd be good. You'd have got a baked potato with that bad boy, maybe even a blooming onion to start.
Yeah.
But you walked into Vic and Anthony's or, you know, Steak 48, and you suddenly realize that your $50 isn't going to go as far as you thought. So instead of turning around and walking out and, you know, going to find a good steak that you can get for $50, you take a good look at the menu and you see a $50 salad and you order that instead.
Yeah, or an appetizer.
You're not going to feel near, a shrimp cocktail is what you get.
Exactly.
So you ordered a $50 shrimp cocktail and didn't get any steak, but still paid the money that you were expecting to spend on steak. That's not a good feeling. And that's what's happening to a lot of these less than desirable NBA teams, less than desirable market NBA teams. Well, with the exception of the Lakers, I wouldn't think had to do stuff like this, but they're doing it too with Timofey Mozgov.
The Lakers are, but I've been saying now for a year and a half, the Lakers aren't the Lakers anymore.
And maybe and they signed Jordan Clarkson to a big deal, 4 years, $50 million. I do think he's a guy who's an important piece for them in their rebuilding, but I think the Lakers were having a hard time getting free agents. The fact that they couldn't get Kevin Durant to take a meeting, that kind of speaks volumes to me. And I think we're starting to see that, you know, these teams that don't play in, you know, if you're not in one of the desirable markets, you're not in Miami, you're not, you're not the Clippers or the Warriors right now or the Spurs, you're going to have to overpay for the guys that you can even get in the room with.
Well, and that's the thing. It comes down to how much is someone willing to pay you. And the numbers look silly, but the truth is with free agents, you're paying star money to mid-level players because that's who's available.
Yeah. In some cases, you're paying star money to subpar players.
Yeah, and that's, to me, that's just dumb. But I'm not saying I would never sign free agents.
You have to.
But I would certainly sit back, and that's why Rockets fans all melting down. The Rockets haven't done anything. I would sit back and try to pick value in the second and third tier of guys when all these other guys are gone. I would not be spending this. There's no way on God's green earth I would spend a $94 million max contract on Chandler Parsons.
Well, there's a couple teams that got some value. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. There's a couple guys who did okay. So we'll talk about them. Give the bright side of free agency so far.
There is a bright side? Awesome.
A small one, but yeah.
All right. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We're just talking off air about some hockey stuff, but it's the same thing in the NHL because the free agency started there today too, and guys are getting probably $2 million more per year than what they deserve based on what they've actually done because they're good players or they're above average players that are getting paid like great players because teams get desperate and say, oh, we got to add this guy. I mean, and you see this in every sport. We see it in the NFL. Guys get overpaid. But the reality is if that's what the market dictates. But as you said, there were some good bargains here.
Before we get to that, let me go through a couple of these things on Twitter, people commenting.
Okay.
Blake says, regarding NFL guaranteed money versus NBA, more guys splitting the pie in NFL, 53 per roster versus 14 in basketball. Let's just do some quick math, okay?
Okay. I'm not good at math.
It's not exact, but an NFL roster is slightly less than four times bigger than an NBA roster, correct?
Yeah, let me put this in my notebook. Okay.
Okay. So let me throw a couple numbers at you. The NBA television contract, the television rights, $2 billion. That's a lot of money. And that's why they have all this money to throw around. The NFL TV rights, $12 billion. So remember, there's about four times more players, but there's about six times more money to be thrown around, right?
Okay.
So it seems like, I got to be honest, the NFL Players Association is the worst. These guys, when you think about what Major League Baseball players get away with and what NBA guys are getting away with now, dude, the NFLPA, they need to get better. They need to step their game up. They need to get these guys paid. It is inherently just a more dangerous game. You know, the long-term effects of playing in the NFL are greater than those other games, yet they make less money. Yeah. They bring in more money and make less money. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that when Major League Baseball, which is basically a dying sport, these guys are still getting paid like kings.
They're still making a buttload of money,
too. It's unbelievable. And it goes up every year, just like the NBA. The NFL is far and away. There's not even really a reasonable second place besides college football, which doesn't get paid.
They should, but
there's not even a reasonable, like, the second place can't even see the NFL in this race of what the most popular sport in the United States is, and they're paid the least. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and a couple other stuff. Chris asked, if Howard goes to the Hawks, do you think the Rockets have a good shot at Horford? The fact that they have a visit with him is a good sign. I'm sure they'll make a big offer and overpay for him, but I would say they have a chance. I don't know how good of a chance, but
this is the thing. When you think about, look at the money being thrown around. For instance, you know, the Hassan Whiteside, 4 years, $98 million. Okay, so you're basically saying 24.
But you know what?
Compared to
Chandler Parsons' contract, I think it's fair.
Okay.
If you compare him to Chandler Parsons,
I agree.
I would pay Whiteside more than I would Chandler Parsons.
But what's that make Al Horford worth? A guy who's actually established himself as a good player in this league. I don't know. You know, there's a couple, you know, I'll say this. Hassan Whiteside's a good player. I shouldn't say it like that. I think that he's still a guy who people are hoping develops and hits his ceiling. I don't think we've seen the best Hassan Whiteside, so there's a bit of a gamble there.
Yeah.
I think the guys who I can most directly relate to, maybe Andre Drummond is a guy that's going to be paid similar to what Al Horford is. And I think Al Horford's probably better than Andre Drummond overall. That dude got 5 years, $130 million. You know, DeMar DeRozan, that's another guy who we know what he is. He sucks on defense. He can't shoot threes, but he's one of the best scorers in the NBA. Gets to the line. He's got a lot of James Harden in him with less three-point ability. Better defense than James, but
yeah, that's not saying much.
5 years, $145 million. I mean, that's what the going rate is for these top guys.
And the truth is the cap has gone up. You've got to spend the percentage of it, and that's why guys are – it's. That's why everybody wanted to be a free agent this year and next year is because the cap going up so much.
Right.
you do have to have a certain amount spent on that, so guys are going to get paid.
But my question is, if let's say that Horford's contract is similar to Andre Drummond's, 5 years, $130 million, do you want that if you're a Rockets fan? Do you want them to spend that much money and dedicate that many years to Al Horford?
I don't have a problem with it because I think for two reasons. It's not like these salaries are going to go down. And if the same guy's a free agent in 3 years, that number's going to be even bigger. And to me, the money doesn't really matter. If you commit 5 years to him and in 3 years he turns out to be a bum, you do the compliance buyout.
Okay, that's fine. And I have less of a problem with Horford. Maybe that's a bad example because, I think he's an established, really good player in the NBA. Last night, Rockets Twitter was abuzz over Kent Bazemore having a meeting with the Rockets. And Kent Bazemore's agent reportedly asking for $19 to $20 million a year. If you're a Rockets fan, do you want that? I sure don't.
Well, I don't think he's, frankly, I don't think he's that good of a player. It's not about the money. I just don't know how much he actually adds to your team.
He's a good player. He's probably a slight upgrade over Trevor Ariza. But is he going to make you significantly better? The answer is no. It's cut and dry a no. He's not going to add 10 wins to you.
No.
He's not that kind of a player. $20 million a year. Okay.
No, but that's what the market is now. And if he can get that from somebody, he will. And I think relative worth is kind of skewered at this point because the salary cap is where it is.
Well, relative worth, we were talking about the guys who were maybe sort of bargains.
Yeah.
And I mentioned I don't have a problem with them paying DeMar DeRozan what he got. You know, I think that's a guy that you want. That's a max player. That's a guy that I understand why Toronto wants to pay him that money. You can't let that guy walk out the door. You give him the most money you can. I understand. Same with Andre Drummond. And
one was weird, though, because he wanted to be there. They wanted him. I don't think they needed to pay him the max deal. I think he would have stayed for less, but okay.
DeRozan.
DeRozan.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't even visiting with other teams. He basically said, I'm signing here. And maybe
that was an assumed thing that he was going to be a max guy.
Yeah.
Either way, I don't feel like Toronto's overpaying for him. That's a guy that is worthy of a max deal, in my opinion. Nick Batum is another guy. He's arguably he's right there with Kimball Walker on who the best player in Charlotte was. They're getting better. They wanted to keep him. He's just below all-star level. Their most versatile player. Okay, you pay him. That's fine. Here's a couple of the guys that I thought they got the smaller deals, but reasonable. I thought that the Al Jefferson deal was really nice, really team friendly. 3 years, $30 million, especially compared to what Timofey Mozgov just got, 4 years at 64. He's 31. He's coming off some surgeries. But when he's healthy, he's one of the best low post guys in the NBA. And you just got him for $10 million a year? I think that's a value. That's value. You're going to laugh when I say this. And again, this is all relative to what the other numbers we're seeing are.
Right.
Okay? 3 years, $36 million. I wouldn't want to pay that on my team. But to get Jeremy Lin for 3 years, $36 million, and it was yesterday or the day before about the drop-off after Mike Conley to the second best point guard in this class, and it's probably Jeremy Lin. For $12 million a year, you could do worse. You know, and there's guys who are doing worse than $12 million a year.
Yeah.
So I don't think that was bad. Ish Smith, who, again, this isn't a sexy move, but Ish Smith to be the backup point guard in Detroit, 3 years, $18 million. That's a guy who averaged 13 points a game, 7 assists, 4 boards.
That seems fair to me.
That's a value. I mean, compared to what else is going on, that is value. So, I'm again comparing everything to what's being thrown around. There's some
there's some guys out there that are getting the money they deserve. There's some guys that are getting cartoon money that I think they never would have imagined themselves that they should be getting.
Yeah, a lot of really good questions on Twitter that we'll hit on when we come back. And if you want to get in, you know the number, 713-780-3776.
All right, guys, if you're maybe you're just bored at work today, maybe you hate your job, maybe you're just not making enough money, maybe you're out in that heat, ask yourself this: how many people do you know working in the computer industry? Everybody's got a buddy in IT. Now, how many of those guys are flat broke, can't pay their bills? No, none of them. That's because there's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing industries in the country. Place to go to get the skills you need, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. And specifically here in Houston, it's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There are companies hiring IT guys all over the city. But to get the job, you got to have the skills and certifications. And I know what you're thinking, going back to school, it's going to take too long, it's going to cost too much. Not My Computer Career. In and out of school in less than a year, making money in less than a year, and financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. You know what? You can't really do this in basketball because you don't necessarily know where the cap is going to go, which is why max contracts that guys signed 2 years ago are not what max contracts will be now, which is why guys like LeBron are opting out just so they can get more money.
Right.
And Kevin Durant will probably do a one-year deal with Oklahoma City, and then next year when it goes up again, he'll be able to get even more money. In the NFL, I always wondered why guys like Andrew Luck, why he didn't get in his contract that, you know, did base the last few years on percentage of the salary cap. Because right. If the salary cap, 5 years from now, Andrew Luck's contract is not going to be the biggest quarterback contract. It's not even going to be close because the cap will go up and teams are continuing to spend that money on their quarterback.
I'd probably just sign two-year deals all the time.
Yeah, except what happens if you blow your knee out and you can't
play
again.
In the NFL, you don't get guaranteed
money
anyway.
Well, you still get that big signing bonus.
You could still get a big signing bonus.
And you won't, not for 2 years, you won't get the same one as if you pay for five or six, because they can spread it out over the cap. Because if you put a big signing bonus in a two-year deal, then your cap hit for your team is a lot higher. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. 713 says, Fred, you're nuts. College athletes should not get paid. They already get free education, which most of them don't qualify to even get in the university. I'm not going to get into this one with you. Totally disagree. The problem is it's not even amateur athletics. You're acting like college football is amateur athletics. It's not. It's a multi-billion dollar business.
I think there are a lot of athletes in college that a scholarship is a fair trade. But when you look at the money that college football and college basketball bring to these universities, those guys should get paid.
At the highest level, it's a different game at Alabama, Texas, Ohio State than it is at Rice.
Yeah.
And that's a valuable scholarship that for somebody who's going to go on and get a great education and go on and be able to do something with the rest of their life. That's completely different, which is why, again, I hate blanket statements like this. But for players who, you know, if you're going to go out and buy a Johnny Manziel jersey when Johnny Manziel was playing for A&M, he should get a percentage of that. Instead, it all goes to the school. I think that's ridiculous. I think if somebody is willing to pay to wear your jersey, you ought to get money for it. If somebody's willing to pay for your autograph because you're a big star, you ought to get money for that. I mean, this is America, man. That stuff you guys are talking about, that's communism. Communism didn't work. That's why the Russians had to get rid of it. and go get Putin.
Putin.
Let's grab a phone call. T, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Yeah, I got a question about, you know, all this money coming in the NBA. No one's really talked about, you know, basketball's trying to be the next global sport, you know, the second biggest sport in the world of soccer, and having a similar setup. How much money is going into the D-League and all these, you know, developmental teams making players better? I feel like, you know, overall, if the players are better, you get a better league and teams get better and you avoid spending all this ridiculous money on players that may not be good.
I mean, they spend money on the D League. Most of the guys in the D League are a bunch of second round picks or first round picks.
Those are guys you hope eventually develop into something, and it also kind of gives you more of an avenue for guys who aren't quite ready to stash them down there, as the Rockets have done with a lot of their picks. You send them down there and let them get experience. The reality is, I don't think the quality is a problem though. I think quality of basketball is pretty good right now. On the whole, I mean, you had a team that was historically good this year. You had a team in San Antonio that was, I mean, 60-plus wins. The Cavaliers did almost record-breaking stuff in the playoffs. In general, there's not that many teams that are just absolute garbage. I mean, the 76ers, I don't think they count. The Lakers are down right now. But for the most part, I think the quality of basketball is pretty good. In fact, I may say top to bottom, it may be as good as I remember seeing.
Yeah.
Because, and I know a lot of people will want to go out there and say, oh, well, when the Lakers and Celtics and all that. But, boy, there were some good teams in. There were like three or four good teams, and then everybody else was crap. I think you've got a really good product right now on the whole. So I don't think I don't know that investing more in the D League is going to make much of a difference, because most of those guys are the top level guys are going straight to the league, usually after 1 year of college. 713-780-ESPN. Blitzer Jake asked, did you see the CFL drama with a player knocking the coach over? Yeah, that's Duron Carter. That's Chris Carter's kid who signed with the Colts, I think, last year, came down to try to make it in the NFL, did not make it, went back to the CFL. That dude's a bigger head case than his dad. He's been a problem for years. Do you see that? I mean, he just went nuts. He scores a touchdown, gets helmet-to-helmeted on the touchdown. I mean, he got pounded.
Yeah.
But he runs over to basically taunt the coaching staff on the other side and then runs over the coach. And guys are chasing him. It was just a Bush League move. He got kicked out. And, yeah, that guy is pathetic. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And there's a couple things that people were asking about from earlier that aren't NFL players paid more per game? Yeah, but it's kind of hard to compare 16-game schedules versus 82-game schedules. Yeah. So they do make more per game, but it's also a hell of a lot more taxing on those guys too. And a couple others here. Drunk Bevo, giving this NBA free agency, if you could be elite at any sport, what sport does the NFLPA need to step up? That gets back to what you were talking about earlier, is that football players certainly aren't making the same percentage of revenue as basketball players. That's been forever. For some reason, the owners have always had the upper hand in the NFL. Exact opposite in baseball. It's always been the players who've had the upper hand.
Yeah.
So
baseball players, they got the life.
Yeah, yeah. Matt, when we were talking about steak earlier, he's like, Papa's Brother's steak, mouth is watering. Best steak in Houston. Thoughts? I'm not as big on Papa's as a lot of people. For me, the best steaks that I get in Houston are usually at steak nights at bars, where at that Maple Leaf on Thursday night, Front Porch on Tuesday night. That's where I get great steaks. I don't go to steakhouses. I can't remember the last, you know, other than the Brazilian ones.
I go to that a lot.
Yeah, those are really good. Yeah, somebody mentioned minor league baseball pay is horrendous. Yeah, that's
it is.
That is,
unless you're a first round draft pick who gets a big giant bonus.
Yeah,
that's why some of these guys, Ricky Williams, went. You know, by the time he played some minor league baseball and then went to college, he was already a millionaire when he was playing college football. You know, it's sometimes it happens that way.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We'll take some phone calls today if you like. We couldn't yesterday because we're on location, but happy to take phone calls today. All right, right now I got to tell you about my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers, and right now, 4th of July sale. How about this? You already save a bunch of money when you go to Texas Mattress Makers because they make the mattresses right there and sell them directly to you. So it's not the same as going to a retail store where you're paying a whole bunch of money. That's not what they do at Texas Mattress Makers. They sell them directly to you, so you save a bunch of money. You get a fantastic quality mattress. But how about this? Until July 4th, includes today, you can go over there right now, 20% off their top-of-the-line mattresses. That's 20% off of factory prices, not retail prices. You're already saving 50% off of what you would in a retail shop, but 20% off factory prices. For instance, the Queen mattress set, $2,900 usually what that'll cost you. How about $2,320? And a whole bunch more, including almost every mattress where you can save 20%. That's fantastic. That's through July 4th. Yuval and the gang will take care of you. And I promise you, go tell them you're a blitzer. They're going to put you on the best mattress for you. They're not going to worry. I'm going to ask you how much you want to spend. They're going to ask you how you want to sleep. That's Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation. The best sleep at the best price guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com. I tried too hard and she told my
feelings like I had none and ripped them away. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Chris says the Tuesday night filet at Wakefield Crowbar is legit and under $20. I miss that place. I kind of wish we'd get back out there. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience. With our on-demand podcast, just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. There you go. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. And we'll be happy to take some phone call. The 832 mentions that Congress is passing that Save America's Pastime Act, which is aimed at allowing MLB to continue sub-minimum wage pay standards for minor leaguers. I think that's silly. I don't know what the hell Congress is doing involved in that anyway.
Yeah.
But
a couple signings have happened since we started the show.
Yes.
DJ Augustine, Texas Longhorn. 4 years, $29 million with the Magic. That's not bad for a backup point guard.
That's about the going rate right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's a little over $7 million a year for a backup point guard. That's there have been way more ridiculous things thrown out there.
Yeah.
And no numbers yet, but apparently Joakim Noah to the Knicks is a done deal.
Yeah, which we kind of all expected.
Yeah.
So I saw a thing. Does this make the Knicks the second best team in the East? No.
No?
No. I'm going to go with no. I'll still take Toronto over them. I'll still take Boston over them. And
I might take the Pacers over them.
Yeah, I'll take the Heat over them probably. So I guess that's a resounding no.
4 years, $72 million is what's being reported, but it's not finished. And fully guaranteed, by the way.
Wow. Well, that's most of these are fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
And suddenly that deal doesn't look so stupid compared to everything else we've seen. I mean, Timofey Mozgov?
Yeah.
That's the one that gets me. And Lakers fans have to be going, what? So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I wanted to get to this story because obviously it's one I'm interested in. Apparently the Raiders continue to be very serious about going to Vegas, according to the owner, Mark Davis. I think at this point they're just trying to get the public money.
Makes sense.
But apparently Mark Davis has been to Las Vegas a half dozen times in the last 6 or 8 weeks, said Sands Senior Vice President Ron Reese. The Raiders are serious about it. Now, it may just be he likes going to Vegas. I mean, I like going to Vegas, but
not bad.
Yeah, but the reality is
worst place to go for business meetings.
Yeah, exactly. But I what I would wonder about Vegas, I think two teams would be fine. If they got the NFL and hockey, I think that'd be great. If they tried to start mixing in all four sports there, then I think you're going to have a problem because I'm not sure that there would be enough of a base there to support that many teams. I think to me it's a lot like a very different type city, but a lot like Nashville. Nashville does great with the Titans and the Predators. You stuck an NBA team in there, I don't know that – I mean, I think that would start siphoning off – not the NFL, certainly, but it would probably siphon off some Predators fans.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what would happen in Vegas. So I kind of hope the Raiders wind up there, but then I hope they stop after that. I think if they just go NHL and NFL, that'd be best for them. Let's try a phone call. Matt, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports.
Sports to you.
But it's about Golden Boy and Canelo versus Golovkin. Are they trying to milk as much money out of this as possible? I really don't understand the point of what they're doing unless they just legitimately feel that Canelo would lose in spectacular fashion to Golovkin. But Canelo is still a top-level fighter for them to think that he's just going to lose straight up. It's kind of baffling me.
I'm not really sure what you're asking. If you're asking if they're trying to, you know, milk more money out of him by having a couple more fights before the Golovkin fight, is that what he's saying?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand him either.
My guess is if that's what you're asking, certainly they'd like to see a couple more fights where he makes some money before they throw him in there with Golovkin. I think they also kind of hope that Golovkin's not a young buck. They hope that he sort of starts to decline, perhaps, and then they think the money will be the same. My thought is, if they fought now, it's, you know, when Canelo lost to Mayweather, it's not like it made him any less of a draw or any less popular or any less respected. I mean, there's some guys you lose to, and there's not really any negative effect on you. I mean, there's no shame in losing to Floyd Mayweather. If Canelo lost to Golovkin, I don't think there'd be any shame in it. I wouldn't think of him as any less of a fighter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
And honestly, the same goes for Golovkin. If Canelo beat Golovkin, it's not like I would all of a sudden think Golovkin can't fight. I would think he just lost to one of the best guys. And that's what I care about.
Yeah, but if you're a Golden Boy, you just want to keep cashing tickets, basically.
I understand, and I feel like they'd cash tickets win, lose, or draw.
I think so, too, but obviously he doesn't. And I would just... If I had him on air, I would point to the fact that, well, you lost to Mayweather. That didn't
hurt the bottom line.
Didn't diminish anything in terms of your draw as a pay-per-view act. So it's one of those that we're going to wind up talking about for 10 years, just like we did Mayweather-Pacquiao. And by the time it happens, it's not going to be interesting anymore. So to me, I think there's other fights out there for Golovkin. Go up and wait. And I would be more interested in Ward or Kovalev at some point for him. I think that would be a better fight because I don't know who would win that. I'm pretty sure I know who would win Golovkin Canelo. But anyway, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. But yeah, honestly, I think the only people who want to see this are people who like boxing. And I don't think anybody else cares.
About Golovkin Canelo?
Yeah.
No, I think that it's one of those fights that people will come, I think casual boxing fan and some guys who only watch big fights would be into that because that's the kind of fight that they'll be promoting on SportsCenter. It's not quite Mayweather-Pacquiao level, but, I mean, it's as close as you can get right now.
Yeah, but I kind of go back to what I was saying earlier in the week. I don't think Golovkin's that well-known except for among people who are fight fans.
Yeah.
And Canelo's a little different because in so much of boxing is – cultural, you're a fan of the guy from your country, and it's in Canelo's case, he's a hero down there, and it doesn't really. And he's going to have that following. Golovkin's got Borat. That's it. Drunk Bevo says in boxing, losses hurt more than any other sport. It's killing the sport. I'm not sure I agree. Pacquiao keeps making a bunch of money. He's lost plenty of fights.
College football is the sport where it hurts the most.
Yeah, yeah. That's where it hurts, and. again, this is one of those where 713, getting back to the college thing, you're devaluating the benefit of a free education at any institution. That's compensation enough. Kids bust their bleep and can't get into some of these because it cuts everywhere else. You have to say, you just can't make those kind of blanket statements. You have to separate what football and athletics does for a university versus what your average student does. And yeah, I'm sure kids bust their ass and can't get in, and scholarships are nice, but it's like anything else in life. If you've got a certain skill set that gets you that scholarship, that's great. But they also make a significant amount of money for these universities at the top level. And I'm sorry, you can't equate Rice with Ohio State or Texas in terms of how much money those schools bring in. And you really have to look at it from a much broader perspective than what you're doing. But appreciate your thoughts. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.